Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started. Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, we ought to really, I think that we do a disservice as leaders when we're always trying to be the boss, so to speak, or the one in charge or running things. And sometimes we give them the wrong impression that in order for you to be a true leader or for you, that you, if you're really a leader, you're always in control and you always have it all together and you're always taking care of everything. And we never allow for leadership or people in leadership to take that back seat, to take that that space where they're able to, like you said, be poured into. And you've got to remember, even Jesus went to the backside of the mountain to get refreshed. You can't just giving out and never have anything pour back into you. That's the reason why, you know, nowadays you hear so many leaders, especially spiritual leaders, who are ending their own life. And that's crazy to
wow.
me. But then it happens because we don't take the time. Like you said, envision. You see it, and you know what God has shown you, but the road to get there seems way too long, way too heavy, and you feel like you're traveling by yourself. And when you're talking about leaders, no one wants to be going by themselves, because if you're going by yourself, then you're not really a leader. You're just somebody taking a walk. So you don't want to feel like you're alone. And it's hard sometimes, because when it seems like all that has to be done is being done by you and you're the leader, then you kind of abort the vision, because you say, forget it. This can't be what God's saying, because it doesn't seem like it's coming to pass. So it's critical, it's crucial that we have this type of function where people who are in leadership, and you shouldn't feel bad about going, and oftentimes people say, well, you know, it's not my organization, it's not my thing. From what I understand, this is not a denominational thing. Am I correct?
No, ma'am. We're inviting, you know, any type of leader. Doesn't, you know, it's not just necessarily the spiritual leaders, but you could be a leader in a corporation. You know, this is a healing day, because as a leader, we know, like you said, we give out so much. You give out so much. And, you know, there's always opposition and purpose. There are things that will attack your vision, your responsibilities, your life. And it's vitally important to come and get understanding, because, you know, Dr. Bill Winston is a business entrepreneur. He's got a book out called Faith in the Marketplace. So no matter what denomination you're in, we know that Dr. Bill Winston, he oversees 4 churches, over 20,000 members, but also he understands the application of the natural realm, the everyday entrepreneur, what it means to be a successful entrepreneur in this day and time. So I think the way this is set up, it is a setup. We have something for everybody. If you got plans, I'm telling you right now, you need to make adjustments. If you didn't plan to be at this leadership conference, it's definitely a necessity for all of our leaders in the community to come and get poured into. It's free. There's no registration calls or anything. This is something that is being sown as a seed into our community. So, Nikki, I'm telling you, I got butterflies in my stomach right now just talking about this, because it's so much of a need. We, you know, leaders are shepherds. You know, they're always giving out. You know, we know what Jethro told Moses. He said it wasn't good to do everything that he was doing. So this leadership conference will help us, you know, get understanding of how to identify with the leaders that are in our midst, people
right.
that can help us manage as we lead. So it's imperative that we get people around us and surround us to help take on these burdens that you were just talking about.
And to realize that you don't have to carry this by yourself. See,
no, ma'am.
That was an old teaching, I guess, that was given, and I don't know where it started, and I don't know why it started, and I'm really grateful that it's coming to an end. But we have to... you know, it says write the vision, make it plain that those that see it can run, right? Which means that
mm-hmm.
they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, people think that
mm-hmm.
that running means that they're, but it means that they're able to understand what you mean, what you're talking about, what you're into. What is, in other words, you've imparted enough of yourself into the people that are with you that they're able to now walk like you. You take
mm-hmm.
on, again, the whole thing like Jesus. Jesus had 12, and he took his 12 and he imparted it. He poured into them so that they could in turn pour into others. And
mm-hmm.
if it's an example that we often don't think about, because it's like, oh, well, that was Jesus, you know, but you got to watch some of these folks. No, you've got to impart into your people so that they smell like you, walk like you, look like you. It'll be just like that woman over there in the story with Peter when he was looking around when Jesus was being tried, and, you know, he gets there, and it's like, hey, wait a minute. You sound like him. I'm sure you were with him. As leaders, we've got to, you have your vision, you have your vision, you have your, what you know God has given you to do, and you know what the attitude and the way and the manner and the demeanor in which God has asked you to deal with people.
Wow.
And you have got to put into them in such a way, pour into them in such a way, deposit into their lives in such a way that even when you're not there, the smell, the fragrance, the aroma, the presentation of who you are is still there, because your sons and your daughters are presenting the gospel the same way you present the gospel. They're presenting
wow.
Christ the same way
wow.
you present Christ. And when we
mm-hmm.
can get to that place where we have such a connection, then it takes off the burden from leaders. But before we go any further, I want to kind of hit that, take a break, hit the spot, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about these powerful people who are able to impart into us so that we can impart into others.
Yes, ma'am.
Leaders in the community, leaders on the job, and leaders in ministry, we are summoning all leaders to this year's Envision Leadership Conference with special guest, world-renowned speaker, Dr. Bill Winston, along with Apostles Tony and Cynthia Brazelton, hosted by Apostles Ed and Yvette Brinson, from December 6th at 7 p.m. through December 7th at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at Redeeming Word Christian Center International, located at 2800 West Prospect Road in Fort Lauderdale. For more information, visit rwcci.org or call 954-485-4933. That's 954-485-4933. See you at Envision.
That's right. You just want to make sure you're there. And again, it is free, and it is important for leaders to take a moment to get what is presented for them. And I know you said it's for everybody and it's for all levels, but I was talking with someone the other day and they didn't believe me, and I told them, I said, you know that you're a leader. And they were like, no, I don't have no title, I don't have no this, I don't have no that. No, you're a leader. Because the very fact that you're a Christian, that you're a believer, makes you a leader.
Right.
There are people who are looking at you, who are watching you, who are trying to find out how to follow your example. So no matter
wow.
what, whenever a leadership conference comes, even if you have no title, because we've gotten caught up in whether I'm apostle, pastor, bishop, whatever, and I'm not saying that that's not important, And I'm not saying that there's not honor in that. I'm saying that if you have, if you carry the title Christian, if you carry the last name Christ, I know somebody said, what in the world? My last name ain't Christ. If you're Christian, your last name is Christ. You are the bride of Christ. You carry his name. You are supposed to have his fragrance. And so you are, in effect, a leader because you're leading others, or you should be leading others, to get to know him. And sometimes
well,
we don't know how to do that. Yes.
I'm going to tell you, man, Nikki, you always hit. You be hitting stuff. I'm telling you. You know, we, even as leaders, a lot of times we, and people that don't even perceive themselves as leaders, they don't do that because they're looking at their weaknesses. You know, when you look in the mirror, you know yourself better than anyone else. But, you know, I think a lot of times we pay attention too much to our weaknesses and not more to our strengths. You know, one of the things this year that I told myself that I would be a strength finder, that I'm not looking for a person's weakness. I am not going to continue to invest so much in my weaknesses, because the things that you can do good, that you can do seamlessly, the things that you just get innately, that's just in you, could it be that that's your gifting? Who are we to overlook that and to continue to focus in on things that we're inefficient, ineffective in? You need to be at this leadership conference because there is something in you. There is a gift. There is a God planted seed inside of you that will require cultivation.
Right.
You can't just say it and it will harvest. A harvest requires attention. It requires being cultivated. It requires work. It requires, you know, a farmer. Right? So, I mean, Nikki, these are the things that this conference is about. You know, this is you farming your land to cultivate what's good in you.
Yes.
Not just
to
focus in on weaknesses. If there, you know, I think we gotta look inside, because people are insecure because of insecurities. Insecurities is out of fear. It's not out of love. They're developed out of fear. And we know the work. God has not given us a spirit. What's that?
Perfect love casts out all fear.
There you go. And these things are so evident, but we have to look at each other. If I'm going to be a great leader, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to find somebody that's really good at something that I'm not and get them to help me establish the vision that I've seen or what I'm responsible for. You know, that's what leaders do. So, you know, it's so, there you go. When we're together, Nikki, what you're strong at, I don't necessarily have to be really good at that, because you got it. And if we're on the same page, we're together. If we're in Christ, we're one. So my strengths are now covering your weaknesses. Your strengths cover my weakness.
We are stronger together. We're designed to be together. That's why the body has the different members. That we, and that's why when you see the vision, unfortunately people tend to think that I have to be the one to do it. But let me explain something to you all about that, especially if you're a leader and if you're a great leader and you find yourself to be a great leader with a great call. If you're a great leader with a great call, if you're not just a regular person who is called to lead, but you're a great leader with a great call, and God has given you a great call, a great vision, you have envisioned something, that thing that you have envisioned is bigger than your time here on this earth.
Wow, that's
it. It's not going to be something you personally can fulfill. If it is, it's not really a God vision, or it's not something that you had to envision. It's a plan. It's a goal. It's something that's achievable. And there's a difference. Achievable for me to have a great radio program. That's achievable. My envision, or the thing that I have to deal with, is the fact that God desires for me to be able to teach and develop people globally. Now, that's not something I can do by myself. That's not something I can do on my own. That's something that I have to have a team of people to work with me on. And I have to allow God to put the team together, and then I've got to allow those in the team to go forward and do their part.
There you go. I can't say
I have to do it all myself. And being able to envision that and see it and know that if it's a God vision, it's never going to be about me being able to complete the assignment by myself or complete it before I leave this earth. There's going to be causes for people to go, it was something that God designed because I couldn't let it go. I couldn't put it down. Whenever a ministry dies because its leader dies, it wasn't a God vision that they were doing. It was their job. And that's why when you have those sons and daughters, and I know we're talking about this envision, but when you have sons and daughters, and that's why we have to have that teaching and that understanding. Your sons and daughters usually try to fulfill or to do. They've seen your tears, your deposit, what you put into it, and they want to see that fulfilled. Jesus wanted to see the work of God, his Father, fulfilled. Therefore, he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. As members of the body of Christ, we want to see the will of our Father fulfilled, or we want to see the will of those who are over us fulfilled. If we have our own agenda, then it's a different story. In other words, then we're not really sons or daughters. We're somebody else.
That's right.
We're living.
It's limited. It's limited.
Now you're,
it has an expiration date.
And you're dividing and you're creating something that's not going to blossom, because now you're pulling in a different direction, and you should never be pulling in a different direction. I tell people all the time, if you don't find yourself following the same line of where you are, then that's not the ministry you're supposed to be in. I'm not trying to tell you to leave, and I'm not trying to make people go away. I'm just saying make room for those people who are actually sons and daughters.
Amen. That's a real story right there. That's a real story, Nikki. I'm sure listeners and you and I, we can talk a long time about that particular topic, and that's really what it's about. It's about knowing where we are. You know, a lot of times we can get caught up in the hustle and the bustle. We can get caught up in the objectives, and we don't take time to reinvest, to sit back and continue to envision, to continue to allow God to speak in through our hearts on what he put in our heart initially. You know, we can't go any further. When we reach that limit, we know that it was the Father that had given us that vision. It is he that will continue to give us instruction.
Yes.
And, it's definitely imperative that we get to begin to identify with people. You know, leadership is a position of influence. That's the superpower, influence. You know,
yes,
we have the, that's it. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to do all the work, but it's like, hey, you have the ability to influence people with gifts and these, things that God considers precious, and we should as well. So we have to understand how to appropriate and foster these gifts and continue to grow the vision of God. Because it, like you said, it is much greater than us.
Amen. By the way, for those of you who are just tuning in, and I do want to say a great bless out to all those of you who are on Facebook Live with me. Dr. Hall, Lady Williams, Highland, all of you guys who are tuning in and jumping in. Also want to say you may be just tuning in. You are tuning in to Guts, the Gospel United States, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm Nikki V, and I'm here with Jay Benning, and we're talking about, and Jay Benning is from Redeeming Word Christian Center International. We're talking about Envision, a leadership conference that they're having on this week. And it's a phenomenal time, and it's a phenomenal conference. It is something that you guys have had, and you have kind of, I guess, annually, right?
Yeah, every year, just before the turn of the year, we host the Envision Conference. It's just a preparation time for what's to come, for what's on the heart of God, what's on our heart. For all our listeners, I got to say, you know, it's so important to me to esteem the leaders that have been in my life for over 15, 16 years now, Apostle Ed and Yvette Brinson. And you know, they continue to feed us. They continue to instruct us and show us with their lives, not just with their words. You know, we can't be leaders just, you know, full of words and not actions. And I have to say that, you know, seeing was believing for me. You know, I'm that real guy. Like, nah, I believe in that. It's men that's probably listening, and they like, look, we want what's real. And it's important as to have leaders and to identify with leaders that are truly living now what they say, what they teach, and then continue to bring in guests like Tony and Cynthia Brazelton and Dr. Bill Winston to continue to feed us with knowledge and understanding.
And that is an amazing thing. It is, and I definitely celebrate Apostles Brinson for having always taking the mantle of making sure that South Florida is has in it or has presented to it great speakers, great teachers that people might be able to grow thereby. And oftentimes they do present these things free of charge. Just ask that you would at least register so that they can adequately prepare for the people that are going to be coming. And you can register online, rwcci.org. And it is people are going to be coming in from all over. I remember last time there were people coming in from all over. So it's not to say that it's just for South Florida, but it is about people coming in from various areas of the country as well as South Florida for this conference. And so you will be in the midst of people who are like you, leaders, people who want to do ministry, people who are interested in doing ministry, people who have been effective in ministry, people who want to be more effective in ministry. And so it would be a great connection and a networking and an atmosphere. Because sometimes we get into that dry place where we feel dry, where we start to talk kind of like, look, I'm the only one out here doing what you say to do. Everybody else is just tripping. And it's because you haven't seen them. You know, you're like, everybody's tripping. Everybody's just off the rocker, and I'm the only one out here doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And after I've been doing all I'm supposed to be doing, it seems like the only people that anybody cares anything about is the ones that ain't doing nothing for God. And you feel kind of messed up. You feel bent inside. Mm-hmm. And so this is why it's so critical that when these type of opportunities arrive, and oftentimes, you know, I laugh because people will attend stuff when it has them high dollar tags, right? They're bending over backwards, finding ways to crunch their budget and do all kinds of weird stuff because they just don't have the finances. But because it costs $1,000 to go to the conference, they're going to do it. They got to fly out somewhere, they're going to do it, right? And then something that's good for you that's free, and we have that kind of mentality, I think. We think that if something's free, then I don't need to go. But if they don't charge me, I got to be there. Well, think of it like this. Think of the value that you're going to be getting from this conference, right? Don't think about the fact that they're not charging you. Think of the value that this conference is. And then when you think of that value, say, I'm going to go, because I know that it's worth this much. Even though they're not charging me, I know it's worth this much, right? And then you go there with the, like you spent all that money, and you go in there going, I'm going to get out of this because I spent so much. Because, you know, people just tend to do that. When it's free, they go, oh, it doesn't matter because, you know, it didn't cost me nothing. No, go in there with the attitude like, man, I had to spend all this money, and I'm gonna be broke, so I've got to get all I can get out of this because I just spent my whole living on being at this conference. No,
well,
like,
you know that is definitely crazy. But if you look at the lineup here, these are world renowned speakers. Dr. Winston, the Brazeltons, even our Apostle Ed and Yvette Brinson, these aren't people that you can just say, hey, let me go and you know, these are people that you have to almost 2 years in advance, get them on your calendar.
Hello.
And you know that this particular event is costly, but it's a seed. It's a seed. And, you know, you can't have it unless you receive it.
Exactly.
So if you're ready to receive, if you feel that you're called to walk into a new season, you need to be at this conference. If God is speaking to your heart and has spoken some things that you have not seen yet, you need to be in the sheepfold. You need to be in the congregation to get the word, the next word. God, where are you? We need to know, God, where are you? Yeah, it's a lot going on, but God, where are you in all of this that's going on? There is salvation is free, but I'm going to tell you right now, this conference, it probably shouldn't be free, but the hearts of the host, pastors and apostles, is for the people. And it's not about building up with demon word or whatever. This is building up God's people. I think T.D. Jakes said, I think I heard him say, we don't need another preacher. We need more presidents. That means leaders in business, leaders in the community. Because, you know, Nikki, you know, in working out, the average person work out 2 to 3 hours a week.
Right.
Churchgoers go maybe an hour a week. There's 168 hours in the week. So what are we doing when we're not doing what we think means the most?
Exactly. And I want to go back to what you were saying before, because like I was saying when I was talking about that whole free thing, because we often cheapen things because we don't have – we didn't put any skin in the game, right? And salvation is free, but it costs Jesus,
yeah.
Right? He paid the price so that we can have free salvation. Apostles Ed and Yvette Brinson paid the price so that we can get good leadership, good training. Good
I see the numbers, Nick. I'm telling you from a face-to-face understanding, this is a sacrificial seed. You have to be driven by love to do what the apostles are doing in this season.
And that's why.
But
that's
we
why
know
I'm
when
saying,
you plant seeds, it's a harvest.
Yeah, don't take it for cheap.
Because
that's why people take salvation for cheap. Oh well, you know, I don't know nothing about that. No. It was a cost.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his entire life so that we could have the right. So don't play it cheap, because I know how people sometimes do. It's free. No, go take advantage of the fact that you're being blessed with an opportunity to receive something to you. Now it costs. I realize it costs. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes with free stuff isn't always that it didn't cost somebody. It cost somebody. It just didn't cost you. And I used to tell my friends, when you talk about free means forget reward, everything's eternal. We're dealing with an eternal concept. And that's what free is. It's not that we're trying to get something for something, and oftentimes people do. But that's not what the effort is for, and that's not what this envision is for. It is not about this, like, you know, a big campaign or a big whatever. It's other than a big campaign for the enlargement of and the building up of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You spot on, Nikki Guts.
So we thank God again for being able to be here with you, and we're grateful for being able to talk with Jay Benning of Redeeming Word Christian Center International. Are there any last words before we close out the broadcast? Because I know it's about time for me to wrap this up. Any other things?
Yes, ma'am.
Like
I just want to expound on there are people that are going to be coming from all over the country. There are even people that are coming from international territories. This conference is going to be off the chain, Nikki. And I'm telling with tangible substance. It's going to be tangible. I believe we're going to be able to eat the word as it is being taught and spoken. So you got to take a health day, not a sick day, but we believe in healing days. Take a healing day. Make time in your schedule. There will be evening sessions starting on Wednesday at 7. There are going to be day sessions starting on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. As you mentioned earlier, a pastor and ministry leaders session on Friday starting at 10 a.m., as well as a 7 p.m. You got to make sure you make time to get into this Envision Conference. We love you guys. We appreciate you, Nikki, Gus, Wexy, the whole team over there. We love the whole family. We just decree and declare, you know, just sweatless victory or everything y'all do. We expecting the exceed and the abundantly blessing over you guys and what you put your hands to. So we thank you all for participating, and we're excited to see you starting tomorrow, 7 p.m. free event. Please go on rwcci.org to pre-register. Let us know you're coming. Our apostles, we're all about serving our people, so we want to make sure we know who's coming so we can properly prepare ourselves to serve you as you attend. Love you, and that's all I got to say, Ms. Nikki.
All right. Well, we thank you so much, Jay, for being able to be with us. We are excited. And maybe next time we'll have you in here talking about Crunch Fitness and dealing with those health issues, because truly our community needs to know how to be healthy, not just spiritually healthy, but physically healthy. I understand bodily exercise profits a little, but it does profit some, so you want to make sure you get it done. And so we thank God
for
you and those instructions. So we're hoping to get you back here for that. But, again, this is Nikki V, Guts, Gospel United Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. Thanks for tuning in. Catch up with us again. We're here Monday through Friday at 3:30 p.m. and then on Saturdays at 10 a.m. And make sure you get to the Envision Conference. We're going to leave you with that promo, but we thank God for you all. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Say God bless you to the apostles for me and let them know.
Will do.
Leaders in the community, leaders on the job, and leaders in ministry, we are summoning all leaders to this year's Envision Leadership Conference with special guest, world-renowned speaker, Dr. Bill Winston, along with Apostles Tony and Cynthia Brazelton, hosted by Apostles Ed and Yvette Brinson, from December 6th at 7 p.m. through December 7th at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at Redeeming Word Christian Center International, located at 2800 West Prospect Road in Fort Lauderdale. For more information, visit rwcci.org or call 954-485-4933. That's 954-485-4933. See you at Envision.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.